Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it is the 13th of May, and I am recording at 9:53 p.m., and that is British summer time here in, yes, it was very sunny today, London. Okay, now, the big story here for sure is the bond markets, and those yields are continuing, and they closed today with the yields near the higher side of their ranges. And I'm producing a lead item on this once again. But let me go back now and start with the stock markets, which I know that most of you have positions and a strong interest here. First, how will the bond market, the rises in those yields, in other words, sell off in bonds, some people exiting the bond markets, is that just, how will that affect stock markets? And the knee-jerk response is it causes nervousness because yields have moved up quite sharply. That's understandable. On a medium to longer term basis, it will be bullish for stock markets, and that's what's always happened previously in market history, and I see no reason why that wouldn't be the case this time around as well, until those bond yields get up to levels where they represent some serious competition for stock markets, let's say 4 or 5%, and on the developed economies, and we are one heck of a long way away from that at this stage. Okay, so what happened here in some of these stock markets? Well, Japan was quite good, up 0.75% on the Nikkei 225 index. We have China. China was a bit soft. It's still getting this consolidation following the big, big move to the upside that we saw earlier this year. And Shanghai Composite Index is down over 0.5% here, and both the HSCEI, those are the H shares, China Enterprise Index, and the Hang Seng were lower as well. Taiwan was a firm, up almost 0.5%. South Korea and Australia did better. Gains of two-thirds to three-quarters, respectively. India, a decent day here, up nearly 1.4% for the Sensex index, correcting that oversold position. And the other Asia-Pacific markets all showing some moderate gains in here today. Looking at the European markets, now this was very much a mixed picture. The indices were all higher early today, but then those rallies faded. Germany, for instance, was up 100 points, and then it ended down 100 points, or 1%. 120 points actually on the decline. That was 1.05%. The Euro Stoxx 50 down 0.5%. So this corrective consolidation phase is still continuing here in these European indices. I mean, my feeling is that we're probably at least two-thirds of the way through this corrective process. I'm a little cautious on that because we're into a less rewarding period historically in terms of stock market performances. The two middle quarters of the year are not as bullish as the first quarter and the fourth quarter on average. You can get some big exceptions to that, but on average that's very much the case. Excuse me. And Wall Street, mixed, very quiet here today, barely changed. NASDAQ up a tiny fraction, the Dow and the S&P down tiny fractions. And looking elsewhere, the dollar. Well, this is interesting. First, the dollar index got whacked in here again today, so it's extended its overall decline and is currently trading after hours at 93.66. 93.66. Now, you remember that was just up over 100 a couple of was it a couple of months ago? Yes. And I maintain that's when the Fed came in and intervened. Obviously, they did that quietly, they're not going to be talking about it for all the reasons that I've discussed previously. And this is something that intervention on the part of central banks it takes place. Well, quite frequently, I would say overall, when they think a currency is either overextended on the upside or downside. And what I think they have succeeded in doing is getting many of the computerized momentum traders who were just creating a self-feeding move to the upside, and which was starting to hurt the US economy, as I discussed and have discussed in detail. And they have the Fed has weakened the dollar sufficiently so that those programs are now working on the short side here, selling the dollar in here. And I think that we really should see it, or I think the Fed would like to see it go lower still, not least because they want to have that interest rate hike in September. And the economic evidence is still a little bit tentative. I think it will improve somewhat, but it hasn't yet. So that's the current situation here. Now, gains in some of the other currencies, the euro up to 1.1354, and that was at 105 not all that long ago, remember? I'm sure you do. And sterling firm at 1.5744. Australia, really, this has firmed sharply in here today, 0.8113. Now, we haven't been above 0.8 for certainly for a number of weeks now. And I think again, I think it's the yields that are the appeal. There, you've got some interest rates are higher basically. And elsewhere, well, the dollar's weaker against just most currencies here today, as you'd expect, given the sharp drop in the dollar index. And looking at commodity markets, well, I think before I get on to the commodities, I just want to talk a little bit more about this relationship between what stock markets are doing and more importantly, what bond markets are now doing. And some people are saying that, well, those bond yields go up and the stock markets sag a little bit. So that's in sort of lockstep, and partly because investors are a little concerned about the speed with which these bond yields have moved higher. It's created more uncertainty, and so it's made equity investors here somewhat nervous. That's understandable. Overall, if we consider the medium-term prospects, the weakness of bonds, particularly as people begin to conclude that the bond bull market is over, that is going to cause some money to come out of bonds and go into stock markets. Now, not all of it will do that, but some will, and that will be supportive of equities. And that will remain the case until we see those yields considerably higher. And what would that might that be? Well, I would think around 4 or 5% on, say, U.S. Treasuries. Then bonds start to become really much more competitive in terms of the yield considerations, but we're a long way. We're a long way from that point here today. And looking at the commodity markets, weak dollar led to some strong gains once again in the precious metals. Palladium did least well, up $4.25. Silver has done best, up 60 cents, and that's up to $17.13. Certainly, it looks basey. And platinum is up $16, 1149 now, 1149. And gold here up nearly $22, still trading after hours at 1215.73. So softer dollar obviously helping to firm the precious metal prices overall, and that's generating more interest in this sector. And we're also seeing those mining shares. Well, not all of them, but a number of the mining shares are performing here right now. Elsewhere in the commodities, looks like the agriculturals are mostly a little lower, more of them to the downside in here today. Noticing sugars weak here today. A lot of these agricultural commodity prices are extremely low, and I think that probably they're unlikely to go much lower overall, particularly things like soybeans, corn, and wheat. It's too soon to buy them, I think, because we're not seeing any upward dynamics in here, but they are quite low overall. And these commodity indices are edging higher, and they're led higher by the metals. Industrial metals were mostly firmer in here today, as well as the precious metals. And crude oil was earlier in the day, but then lost its gains. The Brent is down 33 cents as I speak. It's 66.53, and that's pretty much it. I think the theme is going to stay bonds here in the short term, and a lot of nervousness. Classic situation, and I've got a lead article here that I'm producing. I'll be posting later in the evening, and interview with a chief investment officer of a big firm. The chief investment officer in charge of the fixed interest sector. And he was asked on Bloomberg, has the bond bubble burst? And he said, it's a correction. Now, it's a correction so far, if you look at what's happened, because it's not all that exceptional. But what is exceptional is the low levels that the rise that we've seen in bond yields has occurred from. That suggests to me that this bond market bull trend really is over. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.